Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
For another episode of Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know. It's a show where we talk about musicals and, funnily enough, all the things that we know after watching them, listening to them, loving them, adoring them, obsessing over them, and then putting them on the shelf and then getting them out later and just doing that all over again. That's what we do because we love musicals. My name is Miranda Selwood and I love musicals. Julie, do you love musicals?
They're all right.
KB?
Yeah, I do love musicals.
Tay Tay?
Yeah, I love musicals. Taylor Swift's on the show today.
Everybody, we have Taylor Swift here today to talk to us about Six the Musical. Get excited! It's actually Taylor Davidson. But
I was going to say it's actually my new album, Folklore. But
oh, I actually saw a poster for that on my way here, like a billboard. And you could barely see Taylor Swift's name on this. It was just tiny little Taylor Swift. Folklore.
I mean, she's
big
in
trees.
A lot of trouble for that. So
No one cleared that?
No.
Not in this current?
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's something to talk about later when we finally do get Taylor Swift on the show and we can do the getting to know you segment with her. We'll write a new question about the billboard. But we have seen you before, Taylor.
You have.
So you've done the quiz.
Yeah.
Check. Do you remember which shows you have brought us in the past?
Yeah, I did. I think the first one was A Chorus Line and the second one was In the Heights.
Good times.
I think it was in that order.
Ding, ding. Sure. Correct.
Oh, no. Okay. No. It was apparently just the other way around. My bad. No. It was In the Heights and then A Chorus Line.
If you want to get to know Taylor, you can go back and listen to both of those episodes. Just find whichever one the quiz is on. But today we're going to do something extra special. Ooh. It's like a crossover with the KB and Miranda
game show.
Game show. It's quiz time and we're all going to do the quiz.
Hell yeah.
This is what is going to happen now. We have found, if you'd like to play along, it's on theaternerds.com, one of the best theater nerd
websites.
That
comes up in my Facebook all the time.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, this is the six personality quiz.
Clearly I'm a theater nerd.
Which wife of King Henry VIII are you? So we're going to take this quiz all together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're going to find out.
Yes, let's play. Click, let's play.
Are you playing?
Yeah, I'm playing.
Okay. Is everyone playing?
We're all playing.
Are the questions in the same order or are they in a shuffle?
I hope so. The first one I don't think has anything to do with the answer and more to do with their market research. Social media app.
I'm going to pick Instagram.
I'm also picking Instagram.
I'm old school. I'm on Facebook, guys. which girl boss pop artist are you most likely to jam to? Alicia Keys, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande. Beyonce or Rihanna?
I'm going to put Katy Perry.
I'm going to go Alicia Keys.
I'm actually going to go with the Taylor Swift. Sorry.
I'm going to go Ariana
Grande. I feel embarrassed by it, but I'm clicking
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Big.
Ariana very big.
The largest of the Arianas available. At this point in your life, what is top priority?
All right, I'm going to put making money.
I'm also going to put making money.
Making money, working towards your career. You with an exclamation mark. Family, your love life, or pursuing your passions.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm actually right now on a bit of a discovery.
I was thinking you can be you.
But I don't know if pursuing my passions, I think that's going to be my next step. But for now, I'm going to put you.
I think... right now it is making money, although I wish it was pursuing my passions. So what do I put?
Making money is
your priority. Which emoji do you use the most? There's a the muscle arm, a little angel baby, which is very weird looking. The laughing so much I'm crying.
That's me also.
The kiss with a heart, a smiley face with hearts for eyes, or flying pile of cash.
Yeah. I am smiley face with hearts for eyes.
I'm laughing, crying.
I'm laughing, crying.
All the time. It's like the frequently. Top one on my frequently used, yeah.
I find literally no one else funny.
Which okay. fictional female do you identify with most? Regina George, Princess Leia. Is she a princess? Yeah, she's a princess. Yes. Hermione Granger, Elle Woods, Daenerys Targaryen, you know. That I don't watch Game of Thrones.
No, neither.
Or Cinderella.
Can I put Hermione Granger?
I think it has to be Regina George out of that list.
That is 100% accurate for you. I'm going Elle Woods.
This is tough. Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Excuse me. I'm going Elle Woods. You can't change my mind.
I'm going with Leia.
Nice.
Oh, good nice. Thing you don't have any brothers.
Yeah, I do actually have a brother.
Yeah. I was pretty sure Miranda does have a brother.
Hang on. Choose a woman-led TV show to binge. Jane the Virgin, Sex and the City, Killing Eve, Parks and Rec, The Crown, or Scandal.
Parks and Rec or The Crown.
Parks and Rec or Jane the Virgin.
Parks and Rec.
See, okay, I've never watched Parks and Rec, but I want to.
So good.
See, I've binged it many times, so I think it's clear.
I'm going to go Sex and the City.
I'm going to put
cause I'm old.
Jane the Virgin because Parks and Rec is so good that I don't want to rewatch it anymore because I think it'll ruin it.
Yeah, it's classic. No, you have to keep rewatching it while it's still good. Don't get to like where we
Your
are.
Your favourite genre of television or film? Romance? Historical fiction?
Where's the
fiction?
Comedy? Yeah. Where is the comedy?
Science fiction, adventure, suspense or drama?
You're not allowed to laugh.
So if comedy's not there, I guess I have to go the closest to like murder crime.
Historical fiction / non-fiction?
Yeah.
Or suspense?
I'm going to go with
It's not
romance.
That suspenseful.
I went with science fiction.
I'm going drama.
Choose one word that best describes you. It's in capitals. That's why I had to yell it. Are you sensitive? Strong, determined, passionate, outgoing, a leader.
Guys.
I'm going to go with outgoing.
I think I'm going to go with sensitive.
I'm passionate.
I don't know.
Strong.
Maybe?
Or determined.
Oh, no.
I'm not very determined. Oh, my God. I've got an answer.
Wait.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm happy with mine.
Ooh, okay. All right. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I got an answer too.
Who have we all got? Let's start with the guest, Taylor.
I got Catherine Howard.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Second Catherine.
No, the fifth.
Second Catherine, but fifth wife.
Yeah, okay. Apologies. Yeah. Yes.
She's the one who was beheaded for being
promiscuous outside of where.
Okay, good, great. KB,
I got Jane Seymour.
Yes, of course. Aww. That is so you.
The only one he really loves.
Do you want Henry VIII to be in love with you?
I think it's preferable to
what
him
does
not like
you very much. I kept my head.
I feel like King Henry VIII, had KFC been around at the time, he would have been into it. Like, just saying.
KFC?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant Catherine Seymour, and I was like, Jane Seymour, and I was like, yeah.
If she was KFC, he would have been into it.
Julie, what did you get?
Anna of Cleves.
Yeah.
She's sassy.
I'm happy with that.
And German. Just like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Julie Eisentrager. Oh my gosh, this quiz is so accurate.
It is weirdly accurate.
I'm Catherine of Aragon.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Producer Zane got Catherine Parr.
Guys, we've just cast six.
Which one are we missing?
Anne Boleyn.
None
of us are Anne
Boleyn. We've all got just the two ditties. So does that.
Wow. I think it was an extra finger she had on one hand, actually.
I mean, finger, nipple, ditty, potato, potato.
Anywho, so if you took the quiz and you were Anne Boleyn, you're in.
You're in.
The first person to email us at, what's our address? Musicals Taught Me Podcast.
That'd be so good.
musicalstaughtmepodcast@gmail.com if you got Anne Boleyn as your quiz answer. Okay. So I look forward to doing that. Now, this show did have an Australian production in the works.
It was on.
It was on. I saw it.
It was on?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
Good. Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute when we start talking about the show. But for now, here's a piece of music.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That piece of music is not from Sixth Musical, but it could have been. Okay, Taylor, are you ready to tell us everything about the show?
Yes. What do you want to know?
Well, first, I would like a 2-minute rundown of the plot.
Okay.
The now? Historical plot of the entire show.
The whole plot of the show.
The plot of the show?
The plot of the show. Okay. Which is not actually... Anyway, I'm sure you'll tell us.
That. Oh, I don't know.
Are you timing it, KB?
Yeah.
Oh, this
goodness.
Shouldn't take
oh,
long.
Oh, goodness. Now I feel like I'm back on Disney debates.
No, it shouldn't take long.
Do you know what? Everybody puts their... They put their Disney debate voice on when they do this.
That's the pressure I'm feeling, though. I'm like, what's Disney debate mode?
If you haven't listened to Disney vs. Disney, you will hear the voice on those episodes.
And the timer starts when you start talking.
Okay, so the show is about the six wives of Henry VIII. But it's kind of rejigged so that they're the six queens are performing a pop concert for you, and they're in this like girl group introducing themselves. So the premise of them telling their stories is that they're competing to be. Why are you writing notes? Now I feel like I really am in the base.
I'm just scoring.
No. The premise is that they're all competing to be the lead singer based on which one of the wives had to put up with the most BS from Henry when they were married to Henry. So they all take turns in order of being married to Henry about telling their story and what they had to go through, and try and prove which one had the worst time as his wife. And then they decide at the end who the lead singer should be. Or do they?
Or do they?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun. I love it.
That's love about it. Is that 2 minutes? Do you like?
It's not, but you
it's
know.
Like
you're
read
done.
A history book also, because that's most of it.
So the six wives are in order.
Oh, man. I wonder. I'm not
no, none of them are men. None of them. They're all womans.
Oh, I want to be able to do it off the top of my head, but I don't think I can. It's Catherine of Aragon, then Anne Boleyn, then Jane Seymour, then Anna of Cleves, Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr.
Good.
Three
good
Catherines.
Job. I feel like you've
one
passed.
One with a K.
I'm going to give you 5 points for that.
I did it off
that.
Wikipedia.
5 points. You're doing very well on the score so far.
I just don't have time to do that. And also copyright.
Okay, so tell us a bit about how it came about, who wrote it, where did it come from. It's a British show.
It's a British show. British, yeah. So it was first presented by Cambridge University students at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in 2017, which is where a lot of like notable pieces of theatre get their start. Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss wrote the music, lyrics and book for it while they were students at Cambridge University. It then went on to professional productions in West End, off West End, but then on West End, a tour of the UK, a North American tour, an Australian tour. It's been on Norwegian cruise lines. Mm-hmm. It got on a cruise line before it went.
That is strange.
Isn't that odd? It's usually the reverse order.
But it works well.
Yeah. It does it work extremely well for a cruise ship because it's one, I think it's 90 minutes straight through. So, which is, you know, good.
That would have made it shorter for the ship.
Probably, yeah.
They're usually like 55
minutes. Yeah. So it's very like condensed and happens all in one go. And because it's concert, it's like just good for regular people that want to go see a show on a cruise ship.
Do you like musicals? No. Well,
no?
Here's,
well this is what you're going to listen to. But the cool thing I found was that, so it was supposed to open on Broadway this year and they went into previews, and then the day Broadway shut down was their opening night, Six's opening night on Broadway.
Oopsie.
So they got shut down.
They got COVIDed.
They got COVID-ed. So they did plan to reopen when Broadway performances resume, but like you probably have said, it's closed till the end of the year now, Broadway shows. So
yeah.
Sadness. So I expect they'll go back up and open officially when everything's back,
so,
I guess. But,
The American production I did see some footage of. They everything's the same.
Yeah.
But it feels very different because it sounds different.
Well, yeah, the British performers, they obviously have British accents, which works because they were English queens.
Oh, were they? Yes.
Some except of them. For the German one.
Except for the German one who was German. And I think there's a French one or a Spanish one.
Who uses a German Spanish accent in the show as well.
But in the only Australian briefly, anyway. Production, they all had Australian accents. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not happy about that.
And the singing American wasn't one. Too bad, but when they're talking, you're just like, oh.
The harmonies don't work as well with that much
with that
twang.
Accent. No. Mm-mm. It was odd. It didn't throw me as much because I know it's meant to be English. If it had meant to be American and they were doing Australian accents, that would have really thrown me. But
the in the snippets you can see of the American cast when their tour was announced, or their show was announced.
Yeah.
It is also like real painful on the ear holes with an American
like hectic
accent.
American.
Yeah. See, it didn't bother me too much, but it was the Anne of Cleves. No, sorry, Anna. She's Anne. She's Anna.
Anne of Cleves.
But in this,
yeah.
She's Anna. Her number just actually sat a little better as a little bit more of a grungy American hip hop.
Yeah.
That actually worked a little bit better. But the rest of it was like, oh, what's happening?
Jane Seymour's song is quite lovely, and I feel like with an American accent, it would just be a bit. Yeah, not striking. Yeah. But anyway, but the cool thing that I was reading today about it is that on the 29th of June, so fairly recently, like a month ago, from recording, I don't know when this is coming out, sorry. It was announced that Six was going to do an open air UK tour in August and September playing drive-in style.
Whoa.
Okay. So nice. Presumably like showgrounds and race courses and stuff on big stages, but then you would drive up and that's how they're getting around like COVID audiences and
stuff.
I mean,
theatres, take note. The football went drive-in.
It's time for theatre to go drive-in style.
The football went drive-in?
Yeah, the first game back of the return season was drive-in.
Not like, into
not
the stadium.
In the stadium.
That's like,
not into the stadium.
I'm picturing them just like rolling up into the stadium. No, just, like,
they well, still the cars did it are on like the field they and they just play the football around the
they,
car.
They did it like a drive-in movie, but like.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
But like drive-in theatre would be pretty great.
Yep. Oh, wait. I didn't read this properly.
Uh-oh.
On 15th of July 2020, promoters announced the cancellation of the tour.
Oh, no.
It was a great idea and it could still
happen.
Well,
apparently many of the planned locations were emerging as hotspots for old COVID. So,
good
so
it down.
Twice COVIDed.
Twice COVIDed.
Six is not
doomed.
Doing well.
Twice it's COVIDed, okay. Thrice something great.
Let's get Shakespeare in to fix that stuff. Cool. So it hasn't opened on Broadway, so it's not officially in the Tony Award track, but did we see any
awards,
prizes, recognition from
we did.
The West End?
Oh, from West End. Right. Sorry.
She's just staring at me. Like,
I was like, what? Yeah, it did.
Did it win
did
some
really
shit?
Well. It didn't. It was nominated for a lot of stuff. It got nominated for a bunch of Laurence Olivier Awards, including Best Musical Outstanding Achievement in Music, Best Supporting Actress for...
One of them?
No.
All of them. They're all supporting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them? That's all of them?
Yes.
I think so.
Six.
It's called six, right? Best Costume and Best Theatre Choreographer. So it got nominated for all of those but didn't win any.
It is heavily choreographed. Yeah. Every single step of this show is choreographed. It really is like a Spice Girls concert,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's great. Yes. It's beautiful. It was, as a choreographer, it was very pretty to watch.
It's good. It's a fun time.
It's very pretty to watch.
I'm genuinely surprised that Julie loves this show so much.
Yeah, I didn't know you were a fan.
Tell us about it, Julie.
What do you mean? Like, I'm a fan of like dance music and this whole...
It's like very poppy for you though.
I think it leans further into dance than it leans into pop.
You reckon?
Yeah, because it's not a pop musical. I wouldn't call it a pop musical.
Mm.
It's a dance musical.
Mm.
It's a fun time.
I think it's also very clever. Like when you break down the lyrics, it's just like... It's to the music with these very smart, witty lyrics.
And these,
I don't know, jokes that if you're not listening, you're not going
to
get.
Yeah, but when you listen to it again, you're just like,
hey,
but
okay. There's a lot of clarity in the styles they've chosen.
Yes.
Like you can still understand exactly the story that they're telling in the style that they're telling it, which I appreciate.
Mm.
I don't have to turn on the subtitles, you know?
No.
As I did when Miranda and I watched Hamilton.
Oh, you put on the subtitles for Hamilton?
I had to have subtitles for Hamilton.
I didn't understand what was being said.
Ah, gotcha, okay.
Because I'm about 380 years old.
Yeah, but no, gotcha.
I'm not a big fan of historical musicals when it comes to things like Hamilton, but I like Six because it turns the point of view on its head.
Absolutely.
Like if Hamilton had given us told us another person's story that ran concurrently to Hamilton's, then I think I would appreciate it more.
So Hamilton's story from a different point of view?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is like, hey, we get the shitty end of the deal in history, so here's how we feel about our stories. And I like that. Because although we know, you learn in school about Henry VIII and all his wives and what happened, but you never hear it from... we're hearing the cat meow.
You, ladies and gentlemen, are not.
I don't know. It's just like it's like six women taking back their power, I guess, is like really in this really fun powerhouse kind of way too. I'm like ready
and
for
dressed
it.
Just like the
and dressed just
the costumes just so good. Like,
it's very periodically correct.
I can't think of the pussycat dolls. That's what it looks like to me.
But there's lots of like little hidden things. Like the two women who are beheaded both wear chokers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But there's a lot of design elements as well that are like, hey, you know, like historical costumes. Here's like a wink
a
and a
wink
nod
at
to that.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like without being that.
Katy Perry version of
this. Of Tudor.
Because we're not that literal,
they're
guys.
Amazing. And like all the way down to like... like their makeup and their shoes, like they're all color coordinated. Like
it's beautiful.
Their little microphone holders, like
that was
so
that was cool because I didn't see that at first, and I'm like, what? What is that? They've all got like color matched little loops.
Little
in
loops
the
to
belt.
Their microphones.
Yeah.
The other cool thing they do is if there's an understudy, they don't slip into the same color of whatever character they're playing. They have their own colored costume.
Oh.
So if you're seeing an
understudy.
So they
get to be their own version.
Yeah, yeah. So the six queens are always the same color, unless you happen to see an understudy, in which case they have a different color for their own like version of that queen.
Even Anne Boleyn, when it's the whole thing about the green sleeves.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh.
Maybe she's just a different tone of green.
Tone of green.
Maybe, yeah.
Sorry.
But
a lime sleeve.
If you look, you can find photos of the cast where all, like, all the women with the swings and stuff are in their costumes, and there's like all different colors, like gold and
different.
Red and all different kinds of stuff. It's really cool.
There's also only four instruments, like in the band.
Yeah, it's incredible. And they're all women. Well, at least the Australian one was all women.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. They were so good.
So what is it?
Keyboard, guitar,
bass
and drum. Kit.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
yeah.
very good. And the keys
and
is
click
the,
track. I'm going to guess there's
a
serious amount of click track going on there. This is a big show for the audio technicians, I think, because there's a lot of voice modification and stuff going on in there. I enjoyed listening to the soundtrack. Tight, sick harmonies.
Sick harmonies.
Every video that I found online of a live performance, and mostly they do the opening song and then a tag from the finale, and those harmonies are
not as tight,
no,
and not as sick.
They were genuinely just 100% every video out of tune.
Weird,
yeah.
There was
very good live.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
The show was very tight, and like I sat in the front row and I was like, oh my god. So it felt good live. I didn't notice anything super freaky going on.
Okay.
Maybe they get nervous for PR. I don't know.
Julie, how did you go finding a bad review with Julie? Bad reviews with Julie.
So this is mostly in the title, really. This is a review on the Star Tribune by Rowan. I think his name
Rowan?
Is Rowan, and I can't say it when there's an H because it throws me.
Rowan
Preston. Written December 4th, 2019.
Oh, that was so long ago.
It feels like a long time ago.
It's titled Review. Six. The Thin Electric Girl Power Musical Rocks the Ordway.
Rocks the what?
The Ordway.
Ordway.
What's the Ordway?
I don't know. Where would they do it?
Doesn't make any sense.
Ordway Centre.
That's a terrible name. It sounds like it's missing a letter. Yeah.
So this must be, I assume, of one of the American
Chicago
previews. The Chicago, maybe. The performers Pumping fists and outstretched Mick Jagger-esque tongues give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Six, the electrifying women empowerment show that held its press opening on Tuesday, St. Paul's Ordway Centre, owes more to a Beyoncé concert than to a type of musicals that are legion on Broadway, where it is slated to begin performance in February.
So he just doesn't like that. It continues.
He, yes, he essentially...
Big Hamilton fan.
Like Hamilton, oh. To which it sometimes is likened, Six remixes a slice of history with contemporary musical styles and attitude. He is just basically a poo-pooer of maybe women.
Yeah, I was like, it just sounds very anti-feminist.
Unlike Hamilton, Six dispenses with strong I can't say that word.
Dramaturgical?
Yes. No, dramaturgy.
Dramaturgy.
Yeah. Dispenses with strong dramaturgy and an engagingly theatrical story.
Dispenses with strong dramaturgy that is written by a history grad from mm-hmm. Cambridge?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm.
The show... I think he's commenting on the fact that it's a Spice Girls-esque performance and not... a deep, meaningful, look. Scenic...
Right. The show uses a thin narrative frame that's delivered with a nod and a wink. The XYs are divas in a singing group backed with an all-female quartet. I just think he doesn't like ladies. The ladies in waiting. Each queen competes...
Yeah, the band is referred to as the ladies in waiting.
Each queen competes to be Queen Bey by telling us how her victimization was worse than all the others. He just kind of doesn't like anything. Wasn't a
fan. I think, to be fair... Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss have both been like, we kind of wrote it as a joke and it's become this massive thing and we weren't really expecting... It was kind of like a Very Potter musical when a Potter musical was first, and they kind of wrote it and it took off and they're like, that wasn't really the intention, but here we are.
Don't be mad because we didn't mean it.
I mean, like, we're just awesome, having a good time. Thank you so much, but...
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I think the competition element is unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, it could have just... It didn't need that.
It just... When the dialogue kicks in, that's how they get from song to song, rather than being like, no, I had a worse time. They just... They use that as framework.
Yeah.
Which kind of ties it together. But I know some people are just kind of like, eh, could have done without it.
Yeah. I'm one of those people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, couldn't have done without it. But when we get to the end of the show, no one wins. They all decide
spoilers.
No, it's just our story. We're telling our story and we freaking rock. And they go into this is, they're laughing at my dance moves.
Freaking rock.
I'd like to say they were dance moves.
They're sick harmonies, freaking rock. This is what this show brings out in me. I'm sorry, guys.
Miranda.
Very modern. She does like a little bit of so rhythm section.
Modern Major General Miranda.
So right at the end, they sort of rewrite a bit of like, this is what could have happened if I didn't marry him and become the ex-wife sort of thing. And I think that's a nice little moment and an interesting turn to take the end of the show. But like I said, the competition element wasn't necessary to get there for me.
I enjoyed it. Just because it was just fun to rather than them just sounding like they were complaining, it just gave them relationships with each other.
Yeah, I think too, like, had they all been alive to meet each other, there would have been like maybe a sense of competition between them.
Oh yeah.
Because
some of them were alive at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Some, not all.
There was an element of competition between them.
So does that not make sense then?
I guess it does.
Thank you for proving my point.
It just helps reinforce the format so that you're not you're part of the show as a concert goer rather than just an audience member watching six people argue.
I guess too, for no reason. For the climate that we're in terms of how we consume entertainment, those kind of reality television shows are very popular familiar. And now to bring I'm in like a in general my, oh. public. Into particularly an Edinburgh Fringe show where you're competing with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other shows at the same time, that familiarity with a story that's also somewhat familiar probably brought in a lot of people, and for them in Edinburgh being very successful.
I do worry if you're at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and you don't know the story already, like, well, if we know the story, maybe they should know the story as well.
I mean, they definitely would have known.
Touch wood. If there's anyone in that audience that's like,
what?
Henry the
six
who?
Wives?
That seems extreme.
I've never like stepped foot in the Tower of London, but I feel like this is not historically correct.
The show is compared in its own marketing to Hamilton. Yeah. I think that is a marketing ploy more than anything else. This reminds me a lot more of Alter Boys.
Yeah.
As a show. It sort of takes itself seriously in the fact that it doesn't take itself seriously at all.
The recipe for me liking a show.
Yay! Okay, well, let's see who we can cast in Six, the musical. Zac Efron can't be in the show.
Hold your horses.
Zac Efron.
Because the writer, Toby Marlowe, actually did fill in for two performances.
What?
Catherine Parr.
The.
When there was a cast-wide illness and they took all the swings and they were like, we're still out of cast members.
I thoroughly enjoy this.
Toby Marlowe, who, go look up a picture of him, fabulous. He's man. He is a lovely looking
this
man.
This brings a new meaning to
Catherine Parr.
The Queens of Six.
Yeah, exactly. So he did, I think he did.
Oh, yeah.
Two West End performances on the 28th of July 2019, because there was a cast-wide illness, and I guess by the time all the swings had filled in, they were still short.
It may or may not be on the YouTube.
That'll be an interesting watch later. Look that up.
In the heels too.
Ooh. So, sorry, I can't stop ooing now.
Zac can play for one show only, whatever role he likes.
In that case, I'm going to go with Anna Cleves.
Great.
That feels like the Zac Efron
role to
me.
He can sub in for me when I'm sick.
Perfect.
Okay, who else is going in the show? I mean, do we just cast it with Beyoncé and Taylor
Swift?
Well,
that's what I kind of want to... I want to see
pop queens do it.
I want to see the people that they used as inspiration. So Adele, Beyoncé, they've all... Alicia Keys, they've all like credited those women as people they took inspiration from. I'd like to see those people play the roles that they would have put them in.
I'd like to see the Spice Girls do it, because that seems
just
fun.
The whole Spice Girls, just do it.
Well, you need a spare.
Not true. There's only five.
Posh doesn't want to perform.
I think Posh would come back for this. I think she'd be like,
which one would she play?
Yeah, but she would have to actually
but
sing.
But all of them, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Can she sing?
I don't know. She can go.
It'll be fine. We'll put her on the click track.
Producer Zane would like to see a drag race cast.
Again, Queens of Six. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to happen.
There's like 27,000 seasons.
If it hasn't already.
Exactly. What else?
Who else?
I really do think this is a moment where you take pop performers who are used to that hyper choreographed style of performance. This is not a show that I want to see Lisa McCune in.
No. Like,
I mean, we don't want to see Lisa McCune in anything.
I've seen Pauline
in this
show.
It's not a show for actors who sing.
She has
this
an incredible voice.
It's a show for singers. And who dance.
Yeah.
And with a little bit of sass.
Yeah.
You know, there's not even that much acting required, because it's very tongue-in-cheek and it's very wink-wink to the audience, like, constantly. You don't have to be that believable. So it's good to just watch pop singers.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
So Paulini.
I saw her in the Bodyguard, and her vocals are next level. Like, when it comes to pop music, I think she's so underestimated.
Mm.
I'd like to see her in
the show. How are her dance moves, Paulini?
I don't know.
Better than ours. In this non-visual medium, as we're dancing behind the microphone.
It was a lot. You didn't miss out on anything.
Yeah, that was better. Just leave that.
I think you did. So we don't have to cast this one with Fruit. So I guess this segment's done. Just listen to last week's episode. That'll make sense.
I will do that.
Are we moving on?
Yeah.
Anything else? Throw out there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Six.
Trying out some new dance moves, and producer Zane is like, what?
Lessons that we learned from Six, Miranda, is what you were also about to say, and what producer Zane is mouthing to you.
I was very confused. I was like, why are we all whispering at each other? Something going wrong?
Zane, because I went to Dreamcast and I missed the lessons learned segment.
Isn't that like the show?
As I have said over and over again, okay, this this used to be on this other column on the page.
They're so like, after 3 years, you haven't quite memorized
the format. We changed
the format,
to be fair.
Okay, about all right. I'll give you 1.5 years
ago.
Yeah.
But you know that's what? I'm going to run with it. We're going to do top fives right now. And we're going to come back and we're going to finish with the lessons learned.
Oh, that's going to be
powerful. Because I am running this episode and I do whatever I want.
Oh, damn. Bam.
Bitches. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, damn.
Whoa.
Things are getting serious.
Don't let her listen to the show anymore.
That's a sixth reference, everyone. Woof.
I'm going to say top five non-traditional musicals. Like, it's not your big song and dance number. It's
I'm going to pay it. Yep, 10 points for KB.
For Gryffindor.
Because there's points in this section now.
I would say top five concert style.
Yeah.
Top five concert style. 10 points for Julie Eisentrager.
Top five.
But my house doesn't get me.
Female
cast. Female only cast.
20 points for Taylor because she's the guest.
Thanks.
Not because she had a very good answer.
It also was a good answer.
Five historical music.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
There are a lot.
But I would say it's up and coming.
I enjoy it.
Can I please request that you fill out that list? Because I want to see what doesn't make it.
I guess Hamilton's on there.
No, you personally.
Maybe do you not like Hamilton? Is this canon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's full canon. I appreciated the music more after seeing it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there were more necessary stories to tell within that story.
Me. Well, then you have to take that up with Eliza because she was the one telling the stories. Okay?
Yeah, but it
wasn't really.
No. Let's be real. We can pretend.
This isn't better, if anything.
This is not the Hamilton episode, guys.
I would guess loosely the Sound of Music.
Little Women is a historical music. There are 1776.
That's what I was thinking.
There's millions of
them. Except now our hair is 1776.
But Assassins.
Oh, I do like Assassins.
I'm saying as a general, like if you were to ask the general public, six would be on their top.
Six would be up there.
Oh, if they knew about it, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think they know about it.
Do they know about Assassins?
I'm contesting this. I'm only giving you 2.5 points.
Okay.
To be fair, they've had longer.
And now it's 7.5.
For KB.
They've had longer to learn about Assassins.
This is true.
What are the top fives?
Top five consistent bangers. Like, there's nothing. There's no point where this show dips.
No.
Old man song.
No, there is no old man song.
It's just all bangers, and I'm happy about it.
If you had to nominate which one of these songs was the old man song, which one is it?
I have to look at the
list. It'd be Jane Seymour's.
Jane Seymour's. Almost a ballad.
It's almost. But I don't know though.
Heart of Stone.
It's the song I listen all the way
through.
You are Jane Seymour in the car.
That song was the most powerful to watch.
Yeah.
Of the six solo songs, like of the six stories. That one was beautiful.
I think it's just a change in pace.
It was beautiful.
Yes, that's important.
But it's the only one change in pace.
Very striking to watch. And it was amazing. It blew me away. And the actress that was playing was beautiful. So
amazing.
Amazing. But yeah, that would probably be the old man song.
Yeah.
I'm ready to wrap up this segment.
Right. You're in charge, Miranda. This is what you get to do.
We can't tell you what to do, clearly.
Top five episodes where we do this as the penultimate, not ultimate section. Zane, play some music.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're going to wrap it up and leave it there. That's it. No lessons today. Lessons learned. This is where this goes in the show now. Right at the end.
Do you know
the
what?
Most important
it
place.
It actually kind of makes sense.
More sense. I really like it. You wrap up with the lessons learned and then musicals taught me everything I know.
I've always hated top fives at the end and this is how I fix it.
All right. Well, this is how
I
we do this from now on.
It's a privilege to be on such a monumental episode.
Yep.
You're on the cusp of change.
Anyone want to throw any lessons out there?
I learned a very important lesson in that I moved home from the UK about a month after this opened on West End. And in my like hurry to leave the country, it fell to the, oh, I don't need to see this show side of the list. Like there were lots of other things popping up, like Ian McKellen and King Lear and all of those kind of things that I'm like, okay, I would rather see that. I have to prioritize six. It's at the Arts Theatre. It's been hit and miss at the Arts Theatre. So I'm just gonna leave it. And then about 6 months later, everybody was like loving it. The album had finally been released, the soundtrack, and I was like, God dang it. You should have just bloody seen it. Yeah. See all the shows.
See all the shows.
You're like, that's my lesson. See all the shows all the time, because no matter what, you're going to be disappointed in yourself later for not having
seen
it.
At some point, one of them is going to slip
through. Bad that you missed it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if I could sit through Bat Out of Hell, I think I could have sat through six. Yeah. And when I went back last year, I went to buy tickets, and as I was purchasing them, they sold out. Oh. And then went to like Stage Door to be put on the waiting list. Never happened. So it's like, I was just like, you should have just seen it. You're an idiot. Just see the shows all the time, people.
Always
whether
the
they're good or bad, at least you've then seen it and you can say you've seen it.
Yep. You don't get stuck into a situation like this.
No.
Oh, that's devastating.
I'm glad you got that out there.
Something that I already knew, but some people may have learned, is that Greensleeves was written about Anne Boleyn.
Did you not watch The Office season 2?
No.
All right.
Yes, I did.
That was Greensleeves, a traditional song about the beheading of Anne Boleyn. He plays it on recorder. That's where I learned it.
No, I haven't.
I think a lot of people would be learning, you know,
a lot of history.
I did though.
The names of the six wives of Henry VIII.
I mean, if you remember Catherine, you got three of them.
Hey! And then if you got Anne, you've got two.
So
Jane, and then you're done.
You're done.
Done.
This guy just didn't like to learn names. I'm surprised he didn't just rename them all the same.
Catherine?
I'm actually shocked at that.
He probably just yelled Catherine all the time. It was like, Catherine!
I would put money on him just yelling like, Catherine.
I'm not Catherine.
Sorry, Jane, darling. You just look like a Catherine.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. There's like a little glass monument in the Tower of London where the beheading of both of his wives, I think, happened in the spot where it happened. And I was like, this is a weird...
That's a weird monument.
It's a weird thing to have.
Yeah.
Like, I feel uncomfortable standing here.
I mean,
it's not a monument of their head.
No, it's like a, okay. it's like a glass like table kind of looking...
I mean, people put crosses where people have been killed all the time.
That's true.
And flowers.
Yeah, but it's the idea of...
Yeah, you just don't like.
It's not like they passed away. Yeah. It's a guillotine.
Anywho, I think I learnt a little bit about the art, subtlety, and practical advantages of good costume design.
Yes.
A PhD by Miranda Selwood.
Yeah. This show isn't performed with Madonna mics or headsets in any way. It is entirely performed with handhelds.
And they're all choreographed
in. And
which is impressive in itself.
It is. It's a pain to choreograph mics in. It's hard.
But in this instance, it kind of reinforces the concept.
Yeah, it does.
So it's actually a great idea. Good job, everyone.
Good job. Well done.
Yeah. Approved by Miranda.
10 points for the writers of six. So far, Fair. Taylor is still winning. Just anything else?
Nothing from me.
Try something new.
Yes.
Even if you're just playing around, sometimes
people
like it.
Sometimes jokes are funny to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Just give it a go.
And I think we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for bringing this show to us, Taylor.
Thanks for having me again.
Again.
That was fun.
I look forward to seeing you again
with another great show. I'll have to think of another show. Are there any left?
Yes.
So many left. Yeah.
We're not running out.
There's good ones left. I realised like there are like big name shows we haven't covered.
There are. And if you want to tell us to get onto that, you can contact us via any of our socials. We're on Facebook at Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, at Musicals Teach Me on Twitter and the Instagram, which they tell me is what all the cool kids are doing. You can send us an email at musicalstaughtmepodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, if you took that quiz on theaternerd.com and you came out as Anne Boleyn, we need you to complete our cast. So send through your resume. I don't know.
Just a screenshot of the results.
We'll start.
It will
from there.
Be on Facebook for you to take the quiz.
So find us there. If you want to put a little toward the production costs of
Six the Musical, the first amateur production,
and also add your name to the growing list of wonderful patrons,
patron XOs.
Who are adding up to get us closer and closer every single day to seeing producer Zane dance the Necronomicon in a morph suit. That was confirmed. Yeah, patreon.com/musicals taught me everything I know. You can also find there an account for That's Not Canon, our host network. And if you want a bunch more of great podcasts to listen to because you're running out of our episodes, so they only come out once a week, which is a travesty really, you can find a whole bunch more at That's Not Canon. So enjoy that. Did I do all of the things?
You did wonderfully, Miranda.
Did we do the lessons segment in the end? Okay, good. Tick, we did bad reviews with Julie, we did a plot, plugs, the socials. There's one more thing. What is it? We have to say goodbye. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.